So just forgot the last sif in Simon Chaf Aleph last time, Sif Dalid, Chaf Aleph Dalid, Yishlizayakish Adam Lovesh Talis Shalal Yigro Tziosov. When you wear a talis, you should be careful that tzitzis don't drag on the floor. And that's a design to the mitzvah. Also, they could get snagged and ripped. And we try not to have the tzitzis on the floor for that reason. Some are machmer, even if you're not walking, even if, let's say, you put a talis on a table for Kriyas Torah or something. So people are machmer that the tzitzis shouldn't be on the floor. So that's also included in this. It's a design to the mitzvah. Okay, simcha base. So there's a general halacha that when you buy a beged chadash, you say sheyach yonu. The lagar bekelim chadash, it's no worse than any other kli that you buy, any other beged or object that you buy. Now, our minag generally is not to say sheyach yonu on every pair of socks that we buy. We only say sheyach yonu when we buy a significant item. You might get a new suit, and even a new suit, if you work on Wall Street and you get a new suit every 3 months, you probably wouldn't say it. If you get a new suit, every year, Rosh Hashanah, then you feel excited about it. So too, Lachara, if you get a talis garol, every couple of years, then you're excited. Talis katan may be more, like a regular shirt, and you might not feel as excited. And if you don't feel excited, you shouldn't say a bracha. I think, generally speaking, people don't say a bracha if you're very excited, okay? But generally people don't say a bracha on a talis katan, only on a talis garol. Provided that they feel excited about it. V'imbirech, says the Ramah, v'imlobirech, v'shas asiyam, v'varech, v'shas ituf arishon. The Shulchan Aruch actually speaks about saying the bracha when you buy the talis, and when you make the tzitzis. Our minhag generally is when you buy a new suit, you don't say it when you buy it, you say it when you wear it, because that's when you have more hana. Certainly if you buy a talis that doesn't have the tzitzis on it, you can't wear it, so you shouldn't say it then. Could be when you put on the tzitzis, like the Shulchan Aruch, or like the Ramah, that he just says you can say the bracha. If you didn't say it when you made the tzitzis, you can say it when you wear it. Our minhag, I think, is to say the bracha when you wear it for the first time, and not to say it when you buy it, even if it has tzitzis on it, or when you make the tzitzis, because you don't get so much hana from just knowing that you have the talis. Until you wear it, you don't appreciate it as much. Just like by peiros, from dinner to gemara, when you see the new fruit, you say a bracha. We generally say the bracha and we eat the new fruit. This is only referring to when you buy a new talis. If you just switch the chutim, so that doesn't generate enough simcha, and you don't say. In terms of when you say the bracha, so there's an issue also in terms of fruits. You might be more familiar with fruits. Do you say the shechianu then the eighth and then eat the fruit, or do you say the eighth and then shechianu and eat the fruit? That's a debate in the postgame. Here it seems to be somewhat of a steering to the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Brachos and Reish Chaf Hei Yeralev speaks about saying the bracha and shechianu first and then saying the Berachas Ananim. And here it sounds like the Chora, they'd say Al Mitzvah Tzitzis, or at least Atei Fetzitzis, and then you'd say the Bracha of Sheyach Yanu. Some argue that it means, he really means you should say Lisatev, wear it, and then say Sheyach Yanu. But if you ask me, it's probably better to not say it in between. Just like by fruits, it's probably better to say the Sheyach Yanu either before the Berachas Mitzvah or after you wear the talis, to avoid the question of Savik, but if you want to say in the middle, there is Yesh on the Yisbach as well. If you forgot to say Shechianu, and it's a few days went by, but you're excited, you're still getting compliments, oh, what a nice talis, you're still excited about it, you don't have to actually get compliments, but you have to feel, excited about it, so then you could say the bracha even at that point. Once it's already, my old talis, not that it's my old talis, but I don't feel as excited, so then you can't say a bracha in that okay. Seder, moving on to Simon Chaf Gimel. Tine tzitzis v'sakvaros. What do likanis v'sakvaros for lovush tzitzis? Who shaloy ye nigrar ala kvaros? Aval im hu nigrar ala kvaros aser mishum loy l'rash. So the Mechaber Paskins that you can't go into a graveyard wearing tzitzis if the tzitzis drag on the keder. pretty unlikely it's going to happen. Usually our tzitzis aren't so long, you know. But again, if you're very long tzitzis, the kever, you know, here in Eretz the kvarim like are raised. Usually the matzeva is raised, not just the headstone, but the entire area where the mace is raised up. So that would be the, you know, strictly speaking, the problem of Loi Larash. Here you are, you know, flaunting your ability to make mitzvah, to fulfill mitzvahs, and the mace, you know, is chopshim in mitzvahs. It's not appropriate. Aval im hu nigrar ala kvaras asim shum lagrash. So again, from the Bahar, it sounds like you walk in wearing tzitzis. You just can't have it nigrar. Our custom is to cover our tzitzis. We put our tzitzis, those who wear tzitzis, out when we go into a graveyard. Even if you're not in the actual graveyard, so then you put your tzitzis there and you're paying tilim tzitzis b'amal b'shalov shim sorecha tzmav aval anush ein mechavnim v'hem el l'shem mitzvah also afilu einam nigrarim. So Chavir already says, sorry, I apologize. So Chavir says that since our tzitzis are specially for the mitzvah, even if it's not nigrar, it's aser. V'ani milik shet tzitzis megulim avalim hem mechusim mutar, and that's what we do. We put our tzitzis in our pants before we enter the graveyard to avoid this issue of loeg la rash. Okay. Now there's some question. Let's say it's a kever of a woman. Yeah.
So this applies. Does this apply also to Taz Gadol and Tefillin?
Certainly, you can't do any mitzvahs in the graveyard.
No,
you can't work. Yeah, I mean, even Talmud Torah, we generally at a hesped quote, you know, Chazals and Psukim because it's Kavod Ames. Kavod Ames, we do it, but other than that, we don't. You shouldn't wear tefillin if you're, you know, in a graveyard. You shouldn't make a lulav in a graveyard. Yeah, it's the same halach.
We hold that these makomos like Maras Machpelah and stuff like that.
Oh, that's an excellent question. So what about Maras Machpelah? What about Kever Rachel? So as you know, many people daven in Kever Rachel and in, you know, Maras Machpelah. So there were those who felt that you should daven in the outside room in Kever Rachel, not in the inside room. It's not the minhag. The minhag is that people assume that Kibbutz Tzedekim is different. I'm not exactly sure how to explain it, but
all Kibbutz Tzedekim would be different.
I mean, if it's in a regular graveyard, I think it would be
with the other kfarim around.
Yeah, it ties to me. Maris Machpelah is b'chlal like a separate. There's a whole shiloh. Maybe Kohanim can go there because it's like a separate. It's the kfarim down under. It's like a different floor. You know.
They say by Meron also.
Right. So it could be that the kfarim are actually in a different, you know, they're further deeper under, and therefore it's not an issue. And certainly the minhag is that people daven, you know, in Kever Rachel and the Maras Machpelah. I mean, people duchen in Maras Machpelah. Kohanim duchen there. So. Although it's a machlokas of Kohanim going there. Okay, it's a good hara. In terms of the kfarim of, let's say, people are potter, a woman isn't chayiv in tzitzis. So you say, since they're not chayiv in tzitzis, so maybe you can wear it, you can. So I think the assumption is we're machmir even for that. Some are makel, but some are makel. That, like I said before, the mesim can't do mitzvahs, and we're lucky that we can. And you don't want to rub it in their face. You know, loig larash literally means you don't want to, you know, embarrass a poor person. You know, the person is like, you know, dying of thirst, and you have, you know, your water, and you're like pouring it all over. It's not, it's passing it, you know. So a katan, also a discussion, a kever of a katan,
even,
you know.
Even like a sadik, we believe is like old Abba.
He still can't grow. Even the tzaddikim can't grow in this deathbed. He was crying, holding his tzitzis. And they said, in this world, with a couple of strings, you can get Olam Hava. So once you're there, you're there. You can't grow anymore. So, you know, it was so beautiful, the story. The Rav, I think, writes in Ish Halacha, he says that if Ish Halacha, Olam Hava is where it's at. Meaning, it's opposed to like a classical religious personality that like is dreaming of Olam Hava. We're not dreaming of Olam Hava. Olam Hava, it's over. You know, here is where we can grow. Here is where we can shtay. So, you know, for the Vilna Gaon, Olam Hava is where it's at. You know, and he was sad that he was missing out on the opportunity to do mitzvahs with a couple of strings, a couple of, you know. There's a maisa, I think he brings also there in Ish Halacha, that there was once a shortage of hadassim, and there was one goyish woman in Vilna who had a hadassim tree, and the Vilna Gaon asked to send somebody to get the hadassim and pay whatever you want. The woman says, I don't want any money. I want the schar mitzvah, the Vilna Gaon in Olam Hava. That's what I want. So they came back to the Vilna Gaon, and they thought he'd be heartbroken. Here he wanted to do the mitzvah, and he's giving up the schar. So he was ecstatic. said, we want to do Menashe lo kol pras. We want to do mitzvahs because they're mitzvahs. So, you know, again, Olam Hazeh is where it's at. The Sekhara, that happens. Sofa, tova, lova, biglova, that happens. But that's not where, that's not the central, you know, it's a totally different way of looking at, you know, mitzvahs. Anyway, Lemaisa, even by Katan, the minhag is to be machmir. Again, most of our kfara, we don't generally have kfarim that are not in part of a base kfaras anyway. So once you get into the base kfaras, you put your pieces in your pants. If you're not in a base kfaras and there's a mace, so then it's only an issue within Dalet Amos. So if you're in a hospital or whatever, if you're in Dalet Amos, if you're not in Dalet Amos, there's no reconciliation. In a base kfaras, we assume it's part of the makom of mesim, so then when you're in the base kfaras, you should put in your tits. Okay. Weiter. Base. Mitzvah le'echos atzitzis biyad smolis connect libo b'shas kriyashma remez ludovar. V'hayu advarim ha'ele v'chomer alav avecha. So it's a mitzvah to hold a tzitzis in your left hand when you're saying Kriyat Shema. Keneged libo, by your heart. Remez v'hayu advarim ha'ele alav avecha. So that, many have that custom, they hold it in their left hand. Excuse me. Am I reading the right place? No, I'm sorry. Beis, chaf dalet beis. I apologize. I read the wrong sif. Chaf dalet beis, not chaf gimel beis. Chaf gimel beis. Yesh ragim likshor tzei tzitzios shevishnei kanafayim ze im ze shenichnasim vezakvaris v'lohoilu klum v'tachanasim. Some of them, they just kind of tie them up. So says the mechaber, they don't really have, you know, a kfias. And there's actually interesting debate. It's on the Dirshu. Few persons got all the tzitzis tangled. Let's say all the tzitzis are tangled. Is that a psul? So the Chazanish says, he's talking to Mishabura, that maybe they're apostle, but he says, no, it's kosher. It's just a noyla mitzvah. But either way, when you go to the basic place, you have to put them in your pants. You can't just tie them up. It doesn't really help. He's planning on untying them. Okay. Gimel, anichas l'soch, dal amas shal meis, o shal kever, dino k'nichas l'leis akfaros. Like I said, if you go within dal amas of a meis, so in a hospital or whatever, so then it's like a basic akfaros. Dalid, just a second. Welcome, Shenak, Shenor, Hagim, Hasir, Sitis, Vitalis, Hameis, Vivis, Vibayis, in Tafim, Lov, Shin, Sitis, Ikon, Vekash, Vishum, Loigarash. So there's a debate if you bury people with Sitis or without Sitis. The Minhag in Eretz Yisrael is that men are buried without Sitis. They put on the talis and they take it off before the Kvura. In Chutz La'aretz, the Minhag is to bury the person with the talis, but they pass the talis. There's a whole debate about that. Some Achronim thought you shouldn't pass the talis. But anyway, that's the Minhag, that you do pass the talis before you bury the individual. So basically what emerges is the people carrying the mace have to be concerned because either the person doesn't have a talis or he has a apostle talis, and therefore he's chopshim in mitzvahs, and you have to be concerned of blowing the lash, and therefore the people involved carrying the body have to make sure that their tzitzis are tucked in to avoid this issue. Okay. Simon Kavzale. Questions, comments? Aleph. In Ein Adam Lovish Talis Bas Arba Knafos Einot Chayiv Tzitzis. You technically don't have a chiyuv to wear a baged, and therefore you don't have a chiyuv to put on tzitzis. V'tov Nachon Lios Kol Adam Zohir Lubosh Talis Katan Kol Yom Kesh Yizkor HaMitzvos V'chol Rega. So even though if you're not wearing it, you're not obligated, it's appropriate to mechayiv yourself. And I mentioned previously, the Gemara in Menachas Malach of Katina met a Malach. He said, "It's true that you're not doing an Aveira, but when Kadosh Baruch Hu gets upset, but in the Derech Rischa, so then you'll be punished for this as well." There are from one Tosfos in Erechim, it sounds like it's only an issue if you round the corners, but we don't have Begadim that have four corners at all. So maybe you wouldn't really be chayiv even in the Rischa to. You know, buy a beged. But our minhag is to mechayiv ourselves. Other Tosfos disagree. Other Rishonim disagree. And therefore, we hold that you should try getting a full corner garment and putting it to the design. And as Sheyizkor mitzvahs v'chol rega, this allows one to remember the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al kein yesh bo chamisha ksharim keneged chamisha chutei Torah. That's why there are 10 knots keneged the chamisha chutei Torah. four corners, everywhere you go, you'll remember the Torah. And Achan, Lilavsho al Hamalbushim, you should wear the tzitzis out. Lavakod Yezashi, Yelavush tzitzis Peshas Hatvila, and you certainly should wear tzitzis when you're davening. I mentioned before, it's the Rambam. And the tzitzis speaks about the Gnai Godol, to daven without the tzitzis. In fact, in the Zohar, it sounds like you're made Edu Sheker. We hold that if you say Kriya Shema without tefillin, it's Edu Sheker. So it says that if you daven without tzitzis, it's Edu Sheker. It's unclear exactly why that's so, but either way, if you're stuck and you don't have a talis, you should daven with the tzibur. But, if you're able to wait a little bit, you'll catch the next minion, it's important to try daven with a tzitzis. Okay.
It would be the same reason as tefillin, right, but this isn't a mitzvah chiyuvis.
So Torah says ukshart, and you're not doing it. Torah says if you have a four corner garment, you don't have it. So it's
when we say it made edus sheker, so it's when I read it, so I'm reading that there's this mitzvah and you're doing
there is this mitzvah, but I don't have it. So you can probably say both ways. Right. It's not exactly it. Like tefillin. Either way, the mechaber continues to face mitzvah the echos and tzitzis. We had smallies. This is what I read before by accident. You should hold in your left hand. Can I leave with shas kriyashma? V'remes adover v'hariyu v'dvarim eile al liva v'echa. The minhag ha'olam, I think, is to hold all four tzitzis. The Vilna Gaon had a minhag to hold only the front tzitzis. He thought they have two in the front, two in the back, so he would hold only the front tzitzis. Some have that minhag as well. And we only do this during the day. Even though at night we generally are still wearing our tzitzis, even though we're wearing a talis, you're still wearing your tzitzis, we still don't do it at night. Laila is lavasman tzitzis, and therefore we don't hold the tzitzis at night. Okay. Kids, when they learn to daven in school, so they learn how to hold the tzitzis, only when they get older do they start davening marav. So one of my kids, was davening marav Friday night with him, and he's holding a tzitzis. And I was like, after I explained to him that, it's our minhag to hold them by day, but, okay. So it's a very understandable mistake. It's not an affair to hold a tzitzis at night, but it's not. Holy stack of the tzitzis b'shaas hatifa shumivar, look at the hatifa, and you say the bracha gives you more kavana. Dalad he stack of the tzitzis shumikin li'lisim oso, v'litin osam alinayim. Svarim have this practice that when they say in Kriya Shema, the last paragraph, they put the tzitzis on their eyes. So the Rama says, that there's a minhag to kiss the tzitzis. Now, this is actually a minhag, it's pretty prevalent. Many people kiss the tzitzis every time they say the word tzitzis in Kriya Shema. There were those who argued with this minhag for one of two reasons. Either it's some type of hefsek, you shouldn't be doing other things when saying Kriya Shema, or it could just mess up the psukim, right? Al tzitzis hakanov psil techeles. You put the psil techeles on tzitzis hakanov. So if you say tzitzis, kiss your tzitzis, hakanov psil techeles, it messes up the meaning of the pasuk. So some people don't kiss their tzitzis at all. Some people kiss the tzitzis only at the end by emes. If the question of doing other things, emes, you finished Kriya Shema, then kiss your tzitzis. And some kiss it every word. If you kiss it every word, every tzitzis, you should luchara say al tzitzis hakanaf and kiss them. Still techeles. That would probably be more appropriate. But not everybody does that. Okay. Can we stackle the tzitzis? We stackle the shnei tzitzios shalafanov sheyesh b'hen asara ksharim remez lahavayos v'gam yesh b'hem tezayin chutin v'asara ksharim ole chafav k'shem havaya. So you look at the tzitzis, the front two tzitzis, and this sounds a little bit like the Vilna Gaon, you're holding only the front two. So you look at them, what do you see? You see 10 knots, 5 on each side, which is connected to 10 spheros. And then you see the 16 chutin. It's really 8 chutin, but it looks like 16 chutin. 16 and 10 is 26. The minyan, gematria havaya. Reminds you of Hashbar. Okay. Vav, God alone is revival of mitzvah tzitzis. Va'alav ne'amar le'echos b'knefos ha'aretz v'hazayir b'mitzvah tzitzis zochev ro'a p'in ha'shchinas. So here the Mechaber, after going through all the halachas, gives you a little bit of musar, a little encouragement. It's an avera to mevatel the mitzvah, and it's a tremendous schos of ro'a p'in ha'shchinas if you're mekayem this mitzvah. Yeah, I mentioned before, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa that you can fulfill every day, all day. It's a really an amazing opportunity. And it makes sense to make sure that a person is kosher. So the stakes are high. The schark is potentially high. And likewise, the bittul mitzvah is also there. So it's good to be makbid to make sure that tzitzis are even mechuzer, not just kosher. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the second test that within Zekelin Aveyu, it's good to have a nice talis. I would think that this also applies to Hidurim and Halacha as well. But the Shemur advises against writing Pesukim. Some people write Pesukim on their Tara. So there's a question, if you write Pesukim, what's going to happen? You might get thrown out, you might get this or that, different understandings. Pardon? Some people write the bracha, many tell us, yeah, if it's there, it's there. I mean, it's not the end of the world. We don't go with the talis into a bathroom. So it's not like issue, if it's a positive question of sirtu, there are different, discussions of what the issue is. But it seems like it's better not to write a positive. But it's nice to have a beautiful talis. It's certainly a hiddur mitzvah. Question?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
Shkach.
Fighter. Shkayach. Hilchos Tefillin.
I wasn't looking inside.
Zach knows more about that. Zohar, I'm not to hear about that.
Can you go to Tovul and tell us?
Why would I need to go to Tovul again?
Okay, fighter. So, Simeon Chafei, Hilchos Tefillin. Vine Tefillin v'Pratus. So there's a mitzvah, actually two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to wear tefillin shel yad, and another mitzvah to wear tefillin shel rosh. The mitzvah applies in the weekdays. The Bechaber says, Echad shalavash talis, Echad shalavash talis mitzuyos, and niach tefillin. After you put on a talis, you should put on tefillin. Shemali mekodesh. So there's a big discussion about this. There's a big machlokes in the achronim. Why would tzitzis come first? So the Mechaber says it's Malam Kodesh. What other reason might tzitzis come first?
Tadir.
Exactly. But what would be the Svar Afucha? Why would I say that tefillin should come first?
Because tefillin's a chiyuv.
Tefillin's more of a chiyuv.
It's two mitzvahs.
It's two mitzvahs. And what type of mitzvah is it? What's in the tefillin?
Torah.
Shem Hashem. So it's Tashmim Shei Kedusha. It's Kedusha. It's Kedusha Mamish. It's not just mitzvah. It's Kedusha. There's more Kadosh. So there are other Achronim arguments that say, no, put on your tefillin first because it's more Kadosh. And like you said, it's it's two mitzvahs. And what did you say? It's
I said it's more
of a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. So there's certainly svaris called Lakan. Lamai said this is what's accepted. The Shagadai says you can do whatever you want. Lamai said people put on their talis first and then their right, if you get your tefillin first, so there's then we're going to get you soon of in Mavirin al Mitzvahs, then you can talk about them on first. But it's not.
I put them on first, and then, there's nothing to do, I don't take them off, right?
Right, for sure. Even if you just touch them first, we'll see in a second.
Well, what about.
Let's just see it, yeah. Let me finish this, the same and we'll ask. Haminichan v'kis ha'tefillin v'talis v'tocha kis echad, if you put the talis and the tefillin in the same, kiss, certainly, Zara shall yaniach a kiss at tefillin l'malak kedusha lo yifka behem tchila. Yitzarich manicham kolam atalis kedusha lo yavar al mitzvus. There's din of ein ma'avirin al mitzvus, which essentially means if you want to do a mitzvah that comes your way, you should do it right away. So if you want to do both talis and tefillin, and your tefillin bag is such that the tefillin are before the talis, they're closer to the Pesach, so then you have a chiv to put on your tefillin. So that's exactly what you did, right?
That's what I do every day.
Well, ideally, you should have your talis closer to the entrance of the Pesach HaKis.
So what I do, which seems like a problem, is I open my plastic, take out my tefillin, put them on the table, and then put my talis.
So it's better. It's true that you don't want to put your talis on the tefillin because it's more.
Because I don't want to put my tefillin under the talis.
You don't want to. What you should do is put your tefillin closer to the back. Put them on top of the talis, closer to the back of the bag.
And then I can unzip and take my talis.
Exactly. Then you take your talis out first. Exactly.
Interesting.
I don't have space for that. I can never get back. I usually have my Torah on the bar, and then the tiles is like on top of them.
So,
it depends.
If you don't, yeah. Right. You don't want to be resting on your tefillin. Like if they put it on the table, you don't want the towels to be on top of the tefillin.
So let me get to some of these details in a second. There are a couple of details. Okay. Firstly, the Mishpura in Beis speaks about a person who doesn't have any money to buy talis for tefillin. So he says tefillin will come first because he mentioned before it's a chiyuv to wear tefillin. And he argues that people who just borrow tefillin every day from a different person probably aren't doing the mitzvah properly because you have to make sure they're exactly in the right place and they won't be bothered to adjust it. And then, you know, it's not a good thing if you borrow tefillin to make sure they're in the right place. Anyway, in terms of this issue of Ein Mavirin al mitzvahs, this is a concept mentioned in the Gemara in Yomar Daf Lamed Gimel. It could be a din d'oraisa. It's learned from a pasuk. Shmartim is matos, or mitzvos, mitzvah habal yad kal tachivitzena. So if you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you should seize it. You can't pass over it. The Magen Avraham assumes that this is only true if the tefillin are already outside of their bag. But if the tefillin are in the bag, it wouldn't be an issue. So they're describing, wouldn't be an issue according to Magen Avraham. The Mechaber, or at least many of the Achronim, don't understand him that way. And therefore, it's pretty clear, Mechaber. You have to put the meaning. It's unclear. The Mechaber is talking about a case where the tefillin are opened. Like they didn't have like covers like we do, maybe. But
maybe they were mamish in one bed.
Exactly, right, exactly. That's what Magen Avraham would argue. But Lamai said Armin gets to try to avoid, this and try to have the tefillin further out.
It does seem.
It could be.
Meaning the talis and tefillin is in one kiss.
Right.
Meaning
you're saying it's really you're two kissing. You have three kissing. You have an outside plastic.
Right.
You have one for the talis, one for the tefillin.
If I opened
my
bag, took my tefillin boxes, put them to the side of my talis, that would be one thing.
Right.
Maybe if I'm just touching a bag that they're in, I'm not on mitzvahs, I'm not touching the mitzvahs.
I hear you. Levaisa, the accepted psak is to try to avoid this, try to have the talis closer to the front. I would think that you shouldn't put the talis on the tefillin either, because it's less kadosh. So if you're going to tell me that you're always going to have it upward, so then they're just side by side, that wouldn't be an issue. But if you're, as you're putting it in, you're putting the talis on, maybe it would be. I don't know.
No, but then it's
better to have a wider talis bag. That's just the upshot of it.
Would
you
have them next to each other?
We have them next to each other, or one in front of the other. There is a discussion, or someone has an interesting question, let's say you have them next to each other. You start opening, let's say on the left side, the zipper, and then you're opening the zipper all the way to the right side, and tefillin on the right side. So do you say that it's Ein Mavirin because your hand is closer to the tefillin now? So he says that's not true. He says that if you start opening where the talus is, so then that's okay. Even if you know...
Because it's just a circular logic, because if I'm being... Isn't you say that my hand...
No, that's the halacha. That's the halacha. If I, let's say, passed over, let's say, the poskim say this even applies to rooms. Let's say I have tefillin in one room and talus in another room. So if I have talus in one room, I have to put on the talus first. If I went to the other room, I'm not allowed to go back. I have to now put the tefillin on.
But the zipper, so once you get to the corner that the tefillin has, so if I were to, I already passed the talus first.
So you could argue that you missed it.
So
maybe open it halfway.
Started the side of the tefillin.
Right. It's a very interesting question. Lamaisa, if they're side by side, I think the Vinnah gets to assume that they're both in front of you, it's okay, regardless of where the zipper starts or where it ends. But if people have a deeper talus bag, should put the tefillin in the back of the bag and the talus in the front.
Then you stand them up and the talus is on top.
Then if you stand them up, the talus is on top, which is less than ideal, I guess. Yeah, I'm not sure how to crack it. Whatever you do, you should do the Shev Shemai. Yeah.
Shouldn't it maybe, perhaps, possibly not be an issue to put your talus on top of your tefillin? Because it is a talus. We wrap a Sefer Torah in a talus.
Right, right. I hear what you're saying.
A talus is something...
I hear. When you wrap it, I'm telling you, wrap it to the tefillin. Here, the towel is on the tefillin. Maybe not. Maybe it's not an issue.
It's not like you're putting your towel in.
Right, right. I hear. It's not. Okay. This is an issue. Like I said, there are different ways to slice it, but there is a concept of Ein Mavirin al HaMitzvos. Faith. And if you have that.
So you have the talus bag out on the outside.
Oh, if you have a tefillanit, is that what it's called?
Tvedanit. Yeah.
So that's what the soldiers have it.
The canister?
The canister. So the talus is on the outside.
I think it itself is a discussion of having one tefillin on top of the other.
One ba'is on top of the other.
They put the shalyar on top of the Shul Rosh.
It's rested on top of the Shul Rosh. That's
interesting.
What
okay.
Again, people try to keep them this way.
They have it on the side. If you start it on the side, it's not a problem.
For this, or at least on a little slant, so it's not resting on it.
Interesting. Okay.
And I heard the problem. That's what I heard. I'm not sure.
So if you don't have a talis, you shouldn't have to wait for it. When you have two mitzvahs in front of you, so say talis is kodesh. If it's a talis isn't in front of you, so put on a tefillin. Beis mishu zahir. The talis katan yilushenu v'yaniach tefillin v'veisa v'yelech lavush v'tzitzis umuchta v'tefillin v'tzakneses v'sham yisatev v'talis gadol. So a person who has a talis katan, not everybody had talis katans, so you should put it on, put on your tefillin in your home, and then go to shul and then put on a talis. There's a maila, a pikabalah, to wear tefillin when you leave your home. Here in Eretz Yisrael, there are some people who are knowing this, especially the early minyanim. I don't see so many people coming to 9 o'clock minyanim wearing talis and tefillin. People are vasikin, they come with a talis and tefillin, and there's people are very makbid about it. Even people who don't do that, there is an idea of entering the shul with a talis and tefillin. It's not, you know, the Kabbalah, the Zohar, but it's just the Indian of like coming in prepared. So many people put up their talis and tefillin outside in the chatzer of the Beis Knesset, if you have a chatzer in the Beis Knesset. But I think most people just wear it inside the Beis Knesset, and that's considered, perfectly fine as well. Apparently, the Ramah says the minhag was to wear a talis gadol at home. Again, depends where you live. I'm actually a little surprised. In Krakow, the Ramah writes that was the minhag. I would have thought the goyim would, beat up the Jews if they were wearing a talis gadol outside. But apparently, they were able to do it. Became in Washington, the talis supposed to shul. And employers are like, you can't do that here in Washington Heights. It doesn't work, But again, you have to be familiar with the neighborhood and what works and what doesn't. Yeah.
Well, you also have to be careful about if you pass by
somebody. Oh, it's an excellent question. Mr. Bura makes that point that if you're passing through Mavos and Menutafos, so that's a problem to do this because you don't want to pass through with your tefillin. There's a question: what that exactly, is what's considered Mekomos Menutaf?
Yeah, one time I walked out of, I was going back to my apartment, and I had my tefillin on.
Right.
So I was walking out down the stairs.
It was green garbage cans. Are those green garbage cans considered? Can
so
you
then say, I didn't know what to do, so I put my towels over myself.
Okay, so that's the question. Can you say a bracha? Most of the garbage is usually in bags. Nobody throws mamish garbage in there.
You'd be
surprised. I don't know, even a diaper. Throw a diaper.
On the other side,
but the diaper's scrapped up. It's not like there's mamish feces.
On the other side of those steps, the shrouded side.
It really stinks. That's the garbage from the Chadarocha.
Yeah, because they pour out food there.
They pour the food directly in. But the food, the spoiled food goes directly into the... There's a debate about that. How do you look at these things? Some people are choshesh not to talk and learning on the street in Yerushalayim because they think that they're always looking at garbages. These green garbage bins are all over the place. Other people say, no, you don't have to be choshesh. The garbage is wrapped up. What you're saying makes a lot of sense. If it smells, then, it's... The small ones don't smell. The big ones, they're called the Svardea. Those often smell.
You don't smell it when you walk down the steps.
Depends on the day.
In the summertime, it smells more. In the winter, it's very hard to be, magda these things. The Mishmur says your point exactly, that if you're going through Mavos and Tunafos, then you should do it in the Chatzar Beis Knesses, or if you're worried about the Goyim, etc. Again, whenever you speak about these things, this is something that's called Pikabala. Some people are very excited about it. You always have to ask yourself, if you're the only guy doing it, what about the Yura aspect? Is that something that's something taken into consideration. Some people will say, listen, I'm doing the right thing. It doesn't bother me. And other people, no, I'm worried about what other people think. So it really depends. It's a very personal thing. I don't think there's a right answer to this question. But certainly, you have to be aware that there is a potential Yura aspect involved in this as well. But like I said, it's not necessarily machria. A person can say, I'm doing Shem Shemayim, and that's it. But you have to, make sure that your motives are entirely Shem Shemayim. What? Okay, that's a different issue. Right, Harosh, Hayam Masader Brachos Shal Oter Yisrael B'Sifara. From the Brachos Hashachar, he would stop before Oter Yisrael B'Sifara. As you may have tefillin, Mavarech Oter Yisrael B'Sifara. So the Rosh thought this bracha, the simple reading Oter Yisrael B'Sifara, is like we thank Kosh Baruch Hu for a person has a some type of ituf, you know, a hat or a, you know, some type of sudar they put on the head, turban. Talking about the tefillin. So even the Rosh didn't think that this was mamash the pshat of the pasuk. He said this bracha on Shabbos, even though he didn't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Meaning, you know, lechora it also included is the Oter Yisrael that we're.
Because
Lemaisa, the Mishmur brings down that some people have a minhag to mashmesh in the tefillin when they say this bracha. Some of them it's all in this Mishmur here. He argues that he said quotes from his father that you should mashmesh first and then say the bracha. And his father says the reason was it's like gives you more of hisarus. I thought it's more pashut that you shouldn't be doing anything when you're saying a bracha. There's a din, you're not supposed to be doing other things when you say a bracha. So even though this is connected, I would think that maybe it's better to mashmesh first. But anyway, lemaisa, some people are knowing this way that they're mashmesh and tefillin, and then say the bracha or at the same time say the bracha of Oter Yisrael b'sifara. Okay. Weiter. Dalit. Tzarek she yetzfilin ala v'shas kriya shma v'tfilin. So this is a halacha I mentioned before, that there's a concept of being made edus sheker. You want to have tefillin on when you say kriya shma and when you daven. When you daven, you know, shachris. Comes from the Gemara Brachas of Yudalit, Amu Beis. Mishmur points out that if you're concerned that kriya shma is going to pass, you don't have tefillin, so you should say kriya shma. It's not doche kriya shma. It's only Eid Shaker when you have them and you don't put them on. If you don't have them, it's not Eid Shaker. But if you know that you'll get the tefillin before Zman Kriya Shema, you're just going to miss the minyan. This actually pushes off the need for a minyan. Davening for the minyan is a ma'ila, Yishu Mishtadal, the Machaber says. It's you know, something you should try to do. But this is more significant. So it's more important than daven with tefillin. So if, let's say, at the 6 o'clock minyan, you know, you don't have tefillin, but there's no 7 o'clock minyan. You'll daven at 7 by yourself. When he's finished, you know, it's probably 6:30 if it's a 6 o'clock minyan, not 7, but 6:35. Whenever they're finished, you'll intend to be daven. Whenever they're finished, you can get the tefillin. So that's what you should do, daven at 6:35 without a minyan. That's more important. Rav Avadia Yosef argues that this is only true if you have kavanah in your davening. If you don't have kavanah in your davening, so you should daven at the tzibur, because otherwise your tefillahs don't really go up.
But without tefillah,
that's what he argues. I don't think it's acceptable. Okay. Again, ideally you should wear tefillin the whole davening. If you have a friend who didn't have tefillin, so after your Shmona Esrei, you can give it to him. You don't have the chiyuv to wear it till the very end. You can give it after he should not daven. He should wait, you know, before Baruch Hu, and put on tefillin, and then daven v'yechidus. This halacha is relevant for Bnei Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. If you're there in Yantav Sheni, so if you want to go to daven, so you're not, it's the last day of Yantav in Chutz La'aretz, and for you it's the first day of Chol, it's Isru Chag, so you should daven at home with tefillin, as opposed to going to, and after, if you want to go to Shul, and, you know, to answer any Shrabba, to wish good yontif to the family, whatever, you can, but you should daven shachris, b'yichidus, with tefillin at home. That's better than davening, you know, your Chol Shmona Esrei with the tzibur, not wearing tefillin. Likewise, at the beginning of davening, we have the korbanos, and right before that, we have lo'olam, ye'adam, ye'shamayim, etc., and we say, you know, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That part of the tefillah that seems to be connected to, I mean, it has inherent value, but it's also a way of making sure that you say Kriya Shema before Zman. If you're davening, let's say, in 9 o'clock minyan, so you'll be able to say Kriya Shema before. So there's a question if you have to have tefillin on at that point. Can you put on tefillin before Brach Shalom, or do you have to put tefillin already there at that point? You don't want to be made a sheker. So some argue it depends. If you're going to say the whole paragraph, then say the Shekhar. If you just say Shema Yisrael, there's different minhagim. Some Siddurim, they say just say the first pasuk. So if you say just the first pasuk, then it would be okay to say that without a tefillin. There are different customs when it comes to that issue. Just one second. It's probably better to have your tefillin before that, though. Yeah?
Separate question. In terms of Zman Kriya Shema,
yeah.
Would it be suffice to just say that in the first paragraph, or do you need to say all three?
So I think we would say all three parashas, because there's also mitzvah Zechiras, Yitzias, Mitzrayim.
And that's with the
Zman? Yeah, it's connected.
So one should make sure to say all three parashas
before. If you're davening a Leimini, you should say all three parashas before.
You should say it at that time?
Well, if that sometimes that time is already after Zman.
No, assuming that the time is before Zman, they announce Zman is here, Zman is in 2 minutes, and you are in Karbonos. So do you say the three questions before you get there, and then say it again, or
you can do it all at once.
You can say this little second two paragraphs after you say
yeah,
the first paragraph.
Totally.
That's cool.
Okay. Hey. Yechavim hanachasam shesivanu akadosh baruch hu aniach arba parshas elu sheyesh bem yichud shema v'yetzias mitzrayim al zroa keneged halev al rosh keneged hamoach. First in Shana Kavana, when he puts on his tefillin, the akadosh baruch hu commanded us to wear tefillin, which have in them the parshios that deal with yichud Hashem. We have one akadosh baruch hu, and yetzias mitzrayim, he took us out of Egypt, al zroa keneged halev al rosh keneged hamoach, keneged our arm, our heart, tefillin are supposed to mashpi on us. We wear tefillin, you're a different person. You're a person who's more connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Your lev wants to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu and not run after taivas, and your moach serves the Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. Your neshama, which is in your moach. You put on first shal yad, that appears first in the pasuk. This is the psak of the mechaber. This is how Sfarim are knowing. They say one bracha for both. So let's just talk for a second about the beginning of the mechaber. He mentions all these kavanos. It appears in the Siddurim, a little hiratzon that people say before, some people say it. And even if you don't say it, these are things that they're important to think about. The Pasuk speaks about Lamantiyas Torah Sashem Beficha. Lamantiyas Torah Sashem Beficha. And the Bach is Mechadish, and the Mitzvah, the Torah gives the reason explicit. We mentioned this by Tzitzis, it's true by Tfilin, it's true by eating in the Sukkah, the Man Yehdi Dora Seichem. So then that Kavanah is also important. And you should have Kavanah for that as well. So we have Kavanah Lamantiya Torah Shem Ficha, that we should wear tefillin so we should learn Torah. And like the Mahavir says, that we should mashabit our neshama and our taivos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you say that paragraph, it's all included. Yeah.
It's mashma that I want you to say this paragraph because all the tefillin is by Moach and Leib. Moach and Leib, Gematria is Achan. So maybe this is a proper Achan.
Totally. It's a very significant hachana, and I know people who don't say yira like the all these
Shemichas
for most mitzvahs, but for tefillin they do, and for talis they do. Basically, based on the Bach.
I see by Sefer Somer, Shemichas is probably more said than not said.
Yeah, Sefer Somer is very very popular because then it's like a nice nigga, and it's like I don't know. But even people don't say the yirat the Shemichas before better B'dikas Chametz or before Hanukkah. Some people say it for the tefillin and tzitzis.
Right.
Here it's mentioned here in the Mechaber explicitly. Okay. The Nuzak HaBracha is Lehaniach Tefillin. We don't say Rikshor because the mitzvah isn't to be kosher, it's to have them on you. And Lehaniach also applies to the Shal Rosh for the Sfarim, as I just mentioned, say one bracha. And the Grah Paskins like that. The Grah Paskins that you only say one bracha, unless you're mafsik, which we'll see soon. But the Ramah writes, the Ramah says you should say al mitzvahs. Afilu hipsik ben asayim. V'chein parshat ha-minag ashkenaz shalomar tamid ashkenaz ha-bracha. So the minag in ashkenaz is dispashet, that you say two brachas. But after the second bracha, so again, the second bracha is on the shalrosh. First bracha is on both. I'll explain what I mean later, that if you do the hefsek, you'd have to say it again. The first bracha is on both, l'haniach. But we say another bracha, on the tzirosh, al mitzvahs tefillin. You don't say mitzvos, you say mitzvahs, because it's only for the shalrosh, even though there's two separate mitzvahs. That bracha is only for the shalrosh, al mitzvahs tefillin. And then, you have to be mahadek the tefillin on your head. It's very important, because the bracha has to be done over l'asiyas, and you have to right away mahadek, and then you say baruch shem. You don't say Baruch Shem right away, because the Baruch Shem essentially is like basically saying, when you say Baruch HaVatal, you say Baruch Shem, a way of rectifying it. So we don't think this is a Baruch HaVatal, that's why we say it. But just like out of cover for the other day, out of Dayan Mechaber, they had the Gra, so we say Baruch Shem after.
After the
Mitzvah is already over. The Baruch Shem is just like a Chum of Alma. If we really thought it was a Safek, we wouldn't say the Baruch, Safek Baruch HaSahakal. So we all know you have to say two Baruchs. There are those who have accustomed to say the second bracha quietly, not to make other people say amen to it. Because if he's Sephardi, right, or he's a Gronik, he doesn't hold the second bracha. So it's like a bracha batal, you're going to make him say amen. If he hears it, you say amen. So if somebody have a minag, most people say all the brachas quietly. But even people say them out loud, there's such a minag here in Yerushalayim that the second bracha you say quietly, because many people in Ashkenazi circles have followed the gra. And therefore they say the second bracha quietly. Yeah?
Ashkenazim would follow minhagi gra, say one bracha?
There are those who do. No, there are many, many minhagi gra. I don't think anybody follows all the minhagi gra. But this is one of the minhagi gra that some people follow. So most people follow minhagi gra, follow the minhagi that are more popular, that are more public, let's say. So, they won't say Baruch Hashem L'Olam, Amin V'Amin in Mariv, and they won't say, V'Yechulu, Shamar, or whatever.
Like in Kaddish.
Yeah, they'll say they pronounce the words a little bit differently.
Really, Gerbino always takes out half the words of Kaddish.
Right, so they're different. there's a madrig is how much people follow the Gra. People who really follow the Gra only say one bracha. Not just the Gra, it's the Rif, the Rambam, Rashi, meaning many Rishonim hold that way. It's the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rosh. Even with an Ashkenazim, the Rashi held like the Rama, meaning.
I was only asking because you don't find Ashkenazim that like Beshita typically go follow Minhag Rif.
Right.
It's more the Groh is where you see like.
Right, totally.
Ashkenazim who usually follow the Rama for everything, but where the Groh has something that.
Right. It's a bit chiddush to say that if I say the bracha aloud, he can't say amen. It's not a bracha vatala. I hold.
Would a woman be able to say amen to your bracha on Torah?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just say bracha for your rosh before you put it on.
So that's an important point. You have to put it on. You can't say it when it's in your hand. It has to be on your head in the right place before you're mahadik it. We have to overlast yasin. You put it on the right place, but you haven't filled the mitzvah until you actually.
When
you put it on the place, and then you say the bracha, and then you pull the sides. We'll get to that more a little later in the siman, maybe next time, over the siyasin, exactly how to do it. But let's see if we have time for one more sif. In paga b'shel rosh tchila tzarich la'avir es alosa. So even though there's a concept of Ein Mafir El Mitzvah, which we discussed earlier, if you first come to the tefillin before the talis, so put the tefillin on first. But if you first come to the Shel Yad, before the Shel Yad, you don't do that. Because there's a special halacha, they have to have the Shel Yad on before the Shel Rosh, ideally. If you don't have arms, you put on the Shel Rosh. But if you have both, you're supposed to put on the Shel Yad first, and therefore if you accidentally touch the Shel Rosh first, you pick it up, look at it or something, and then put it down. That's why in the bag you should also have a situation where the tefillin yad is always closer to the Pesach of the tefillin bag, so you'll be poking that first. Yeah.
So is that why the shel yad should be on the side where you finish zippering it? Perhaps, like
I'm not sure.
Is there a specific Shel Yad on the left, Shel Rosh on the right? Or?
I'm not really sure. I don't know. The way I tie my tefillin is that my straps of that Shel Yad, I don't put on the boxes. I put them in the front. It's like it's from a minhag that my father has. There's this Gemara in Shabbos that with the Yonah, the Elisha Bal Kanafayim, that he was being chased by a rosh. He put on tefillin, Shas Gzeiros Malchus, and he ran away from the Roman, officer, and he took off his tefillin, put it in his hand, and he asked, "What do you have?" He opened his hand, and there were some feathers of a dove. So there's a minhag to wrap the tefillin like a dove. Some people do that by wrapping on the sides, and it kind of looks like wings. But my family minhag is to actually have I wrap the straps around my fingers, and I roll them off my fingers, and I tie them in the middle, and they look like two wings. And I put the tefillin in, and I put that right in the front. So as soon as I open my talis bag, I have all the ritzuas of the shel yad are just there, front and center, in front of everything. Right. That's my minhag. So, but either way, the ma'aseh you should be pogei, you should have it such a way that you get your tefillin shel yad first.
But if you touch the shel rosh,
you should look at it, bring it in or something, but you shouldn't put it on first. Again, if you already put on the shel rosh, you don't have to take it off. And likewise, if the shel yad falls out of place, sometimes it unravels, that's okay. But ideally, you should put on the tefillin shel rosh after the tefillin shel yad. Okay, so we'll figure it out next time.